Blog Talk Radio.
There's a voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child which will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today.
Everybody, we're back on a Monday morning afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. I am your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Evangelist Adrian Bernard, the founder and host, will be on the broadcast soon. She will be bringing the word today. So A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, and enlighten and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives. We want it to be naturally and spiritual, to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You can find that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Join us daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, Elder Burns and his wife, Minister Billy Burns, host They Overcame. It's a time to share your powerful testimonies and on join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Tune in expecting and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Oh, that's awesome. I'd say that again. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. We just thank Jesus Christ for being on this line and listening and hearing and responding to his royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name and his precious people on this broadcast and throughout this nation and the world. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. We welcome you to email us at any time at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. Or you can mail us with a prayer request or praise report. We will you would like us to share on the broadcast. You can go by P.O. Box 5702. Stockton, California, 95205. And I'll say that again. We're excited about if the Lord leads you to send us a prayer request or a praise report. Sometimes during the week or the night, the Lord will minister, and you've been waiting for a rhema word, not only the rhema word, but you're waiting for it to be manifest. So we receive you, and we thank you. Anything that you want to put on here, hallelujah, we receive you. Now we're going to tell you where to send it at, because we're excited, because we know the work of Jesus Christ Ministries. He hears, he answers, and he does his work, and he manifests what he say in his word. So you can send that to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And you also can visit and like our ministry page on Facebook and our website. And the number for the website is www.newdestinyministries.com. And you are welcome at any time to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com. And you can search for New Destiny Ministries. Should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak. Like I'm speaking to you, you can go in and you can access that through, through the archives. So we just thank you so very much for listening in the chat room and on Facebook and Blog Talk. And we're just so excited that the Lord has allowed us to come back on Monday morning, and he has blessed us and kept us all the weekend to whether going to fellowship of his churches or whatever. And we had Sunday morning prayer, and it was just an awesome prayer for 30 to 45 minutes. So if you're available, please tune in, and you can come in, and it's a corporate prayer that you can come in and listen to. So we just thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. I see our host has dropped a minute, but Vander's the founder, and the host of this broadcast will be back on in a minute. So with no further ado, I'm going to go into prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you this afternoon. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. We just give you the glory and all the honors from this broadcast to your precious people all over the world. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you that you chose us at this present time to bring forth and to be a founder, as Evangelist Bernard, you have assigned her to this broadcast, and you have given her the the name for this broadcast, and it says New Destiny Ministries, and you said a time of reflection. So we just praise you and thank you and love you for this great opportunity, and we don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus. We just pray and we just ask you, well, if we have said or done anything that was displeasing in your sight or your ears or whatever, or walking or seeing or talking or just acting out, Lord, we repent, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered from your presence, Lord Jesus. We don't want none of the members or come on that you sent on to this broadcast, Lord Jesus, to get a word from you that it would be hindered because of what we have done and said. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for coming up, for being in heaven and bringing your rhema word down here on this earth every day. I mean, you just send your anointing with power on this broadcast to each and every soul that you have led to this broadcast. And not only in the United States, it goes all over the world. And we just thank you and we just praise you. Lord Jesus, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah. So we just thank you for this opportunity. We just glorify you. We just love you, Lord Jesus. Like your words say, Lord, seek you at early in the morning while you may be found, and call on you while you may be near. Hallelujah. We thank you this afternoon that you are near to us, that you love us so much. Hallelujah. That you say, call on you. It is 24 hours. You say you never slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. You're always there for us. You're always there for us to repent of our sins if we have gotten it wrong. Hallelujah. And you say, my child, I forgive you. Hallelujah. We're in grace, period, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly. And we ask to watch over our founder and our host, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, as she bring the word of life to y'all today. And so gracious that she would have me to come on and open up this broadcast and then say a prayer to you, Lord Jesus, because you know everything about us. You know our DNA. You know where we live. You know the mothers and fathers and parents that you have given to raise us, Lord Jesus. You put us there with a word and a birth in our hearts and minds. And you say, come, my children, hallelujah, and rest in me, because I'm the one to give you life. I'm the one that lead and guide you. Hallelujah. When I came here 33 years ago, hallelujah, I come back to redeem you unto myself, and you have got us with grace. And we're so thankful and we're so appreciative, Lord. Lord, we can't do nothing but say thank you. Hallelujah, because you're so awesome and you're so kind. And each and every one you sent on this broadcast, we don't see them by faith sometimes because you're doing the work, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, but we can feel their spirit. And we just thank you and we just give you all the glory and all the praise, because all of it belonged to you. And I'm so grateful, Lord Jesus, that you touched my heart and you saved me out of sin, and you seek me, and you said you love me, and you forgave me of all my sins, baptized in your name. And Lord Jesus, you said you will send the Holy Ghost and the Comforter to lead and guide us into your holy word, your 66 books of the Bible. And we just thank you this afternoon, and we just give you the glory, and we give you all the praise, Lord Jesus. Each and every prayer request go up. You know everything that we stand in need of, Lord Jesus, and you said you will answer, and not only answer, hallelujah, you will manifest it quickly, hallelujah. And we just thank you and give you the glory and praise. And now we're going to introduce to you, to some of y'all that know her and some of you that don't, the founder and host of this broadcast in Stockton, California. I introduce you to Evangelist Adrienne Bernard that will bring the word of life this afternoon. Pray the Lord, Evangelist.
And amen, amen. Thank you for such a powerful opening prayer, Sister Ruby. Truly, we thank God for Sister Ruby and the wonderful job that she's doing. And we all know that it's only because of God that we move and we have our being. Amen. So we thank God for another wonderful opportunity to be back on the line today with each and every one of you. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for this platform. We thank God because he's gracious, he's loving, he's kind, he's understanding, he's patient, he's long-suffering with us. Amen. Truly, we don't take this for granted. As Sister Ruby said in our prayer, we don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. Amen. And we're not here to abuse this platform. We're not here to misuse and misrepresent God. We're not here to do that. Our primary objective is to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're here to inspire. We're here to encourage. We're here to uplift. We're here to enrich lives, amen, and empower souls to pursue their destiny. We all have a destiny, and I pray your destiny is the same as mine. I have a destiny in Christ Jesus, and that's what I'm trying to pursue, amen. So we want to say unequivocally today that we apologize to anybody that have been offended, anyone that have came on this broadcast and we have given them an opportunity to speak and they have offended you in any manner. I personally take it upon myself to send out an apology. Amen. But I do want to say this, and I'm saying it as a disclaimer, amen, that we don't have control over anyone and what they may say. Amen. When we open up the lines for comments or prayer requests or give you an opportunity to make any remarks, we don't know what you're going to say. Amen. So we can only determine and gauge that by after you have spoken. But I want to sincerely apologize to anyone that has been offended by anything that have been said or done on this broadcast. That's not our intent. That's not our motive. And that is not the platform that we're using this broadcast for. We're using it, again, to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we welcome you once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Amen. And I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm in Los Angeles, and I thank God for the wonderful opportunity I had on yesterday to exhort in my birth home. That was the church that I was birthed in. Amen. Even though it's my cousin, we call him Uncle Winston, it's okay. But I was birthed in that church, and that's where I received all of my foundational teachings. That's where I received all of my foundational, nourishment and food. I received it right there at 1010 East Hyde Park. So I certainly thank God. It's an honor when you can return home if you've left right. Amen. So I thank God because I'm able to return home and I'm able to go and the people are able to embrace me. I didn't leave with a bad reproach or I didn't bring any shame upon the church, and neither did I bring any shame upon God. Neither did I bring any shame upon the leader of that flock. So I was just grateful and happy to see all of the saints of God. I thank God I had an opportunity to talk with Liberal Democrat, amen, and haven't had a chance, and I talked with Sister Albertine, wasn't able to contact, to get with Cammy and Sister Donna. So we have quite a few listeners out of the Los Angeles area, amen, and we will be getting back with Liberal Democrat and see what his week is looking like for us coming on the line speaking this week. But God gave me something, and I think it was basically I was asleep, but I heard the Lord saying these words to me, and I said, what? Because I did not have anything prepared for today, but as the Lord allow us to go forward, we just ask in his blessing upon this message. And our subject matter we're using as our destiny focus this week is, who is this king? Who is this King of Glory? Who is this King of Glory? And we're taking our text out of Psalm, the 24th division of Psalm. And if you don't mind, we're going to read a little bit, and I pray I can teach a little bit today, but again, you know, it's just in me, amen. But I'm asking the Lord to give me the spirit to just teach a little bit today, amen. So if you turn quickly, we're going to go right on into what God has given us for this hour. And Psalm 24, the first verse of that psalm say, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let me say that again. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything that's in the earth, it belongs to God. Everything that was created by God. Yes, he has given man the intellect. He has given man the knowledge and the wisdom on how to create other things. Amen. To have our life experience pleasant. Amen. Now, by God giving man that ability to create, man sometimes get in their own mind and they think it's because of their ability and their skills, then guess what? I'm all of this and I'm all of that. But we want to stress to you today that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse 2 say, for he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. As I began to read this particular passage, my mind goes back to the book of Job. And we all know about Job, the character. We all know about Job, the man that God said was upright. The man that God said eschewed evil. Amen. We all know about Job. Hallelujah. God began to testify about Job. And let's turn there right quickly, and then we'll get back into our lesson text. But let's go to Job, the first chapter. And I'm just going to read those few verses. It says, Job 1, say, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And some of you may be saying, well, what this has to do with this topic? Well, you'll find out in the by and by. It said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. That's all I'm going to read about Job. So you heard that. God said that Job was a perfect and upright man, one that feared God, and he eschewed evil. Now let's go back to our scripture text. We said the earth is the Lord's. Remember these scriptures now. You got to walk with me. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For God, when it say he, we're talking about God. God had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. And verse 3 said, who shall ascend? What are you talking about? Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? What are you talking about? Who is going to be able to go up into the holy hills? Who is going to be able to come into God's space? Who is going to be able to invade his territory? Ah, glory to God. He says, who shall ascend? stand unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4 says, he that had clean hands and a pure heart. He that had clean hands and a pure heart. What are you saying? What is the writer in this particular text trying to tell us? Well, it's trying to say, how in the world are you going to come into an atmosphere where God is when your heart isn't right? How are you going to come into an atmosphere that has already been founded and established by God if your heart is not pure, if your hands are not clean? Remember, the Bible says, only the righteous, only the pure will see God. If you're seeking to be in a place and to dwell where God is, then you have to what? You have to become as God. Let's look back. Help me today, Lord. I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying to teach this thing. Let's go back to the very beginning. Let's go back to Genesis. Oh, God, help me today. Help me today. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now listen at what we're saying. God didn't have anybody with him in the beginning but Christ. Christ is the anointing one. It wasn't Jesus, it was Christ. So please don't get that confused. Jesus came in a body just as you and I have. But Christ, the anointed one, was with God in the beginning. So it says, and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. But let's drop down. Let's drop down. We're going to go over. Let's drop down to verse 26 in that same chapter. It said, verse 26 in Genesis 1 say, and God said, let us make man in our image. Listen at what he's saying. God said, let us. Now, when you hear the word us, what is that referring to? When you say us, you're talking about more than one. Oh, y'all better watch God today. You're talking about one, two, or three. But in this instance, it was only God and the anointed one. The anointed one was Christ. That's why we're posing the question to you today. Who is this king? Liberal Democrat? Who is this king of glory? Ah, God, we are not the king. You didn't create man. You didn't make man in your image. You didn't found it. You didn't found it the seas. You didn't establish it upon the waters. He said, let us, remember that word us, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. So what are you talking about, Lord? You're saying them. Because in God's initial plan, God already knew he was going to make, he was going to create, he was going to take a rib out of Adam's side. He was going to take that rib out of his side, and he was going to create and form woman. So that's what he was talking about, them, man and woman, male and female. Woo, watch God, help me today, Lord. And he said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now watch this. Verse 27 said, so God created man in his own image. Now, let's see. What are you trying to say here, Sister Benoit, today? Well, God is a spirit. We all know God is a spirit. And no man have seen God at any time. Oh, glory to God. When God told Moses to come on up to the mountain, oh, glory to God, and Moses got up there, he said, Moses, take off your shoes, for you are now standing on holy ground. You're now standing in my presence. And anybody that come in my presence, they have to bow down before me. You can't see me. He said, but I'm going to show you my hind part. No man have seen God at any time. Our experience with God is through his son, Jesus Christ. Oh, you better watch God today. No man has seen God at any time. God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Who is this King of glory? That's what we're asking you all today. Who is this King of glory? Y'all better. So he said he created him in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the earth and subdue it. Replenish it. Holly, what you saying? We want everything in the earth to reveal God's glory. We're talking about the King of glory today. And subdue it. What you mean subdue it? Have it under your authority. Take control. Take the oversight. I'm giving you authority, Adam. You and your wife to name all of these beasts, name all of these creeping things, but I'm giving you authority to rule over them. Hallelujah. And he said, over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. He said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made. You didn't make nothing. And behold, God said it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. But let's go back to our scripture text. We're in Psalm chapter 24. Okay. He said we're at verse 4. Let's start back again. Verse 3 said, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, and had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Then verse 6 says, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Then let's get on into this. Verse 7 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads. Why are you walking with your head down? Why are you discouraged? Why are you depressed? Why are you worrying and fretting about this, that, and the other? Who is the King of glory? Who are you putting your trust in? Hallelujah. After Job's friends, before Job's friends came, they were supposed to come to comfort him, but they came to grieve his spirit. Because when Satan went before God, he asked God for permission. Hallelujah. Because he didn't like the testimony that God had about Job. See, God have a testimony about you. Yo, what the next person's testimony is, it's not what God is. See, God has the final say over your life. Hallelujah. You, somebody might say, oh, I know her. I know she's able to do this, that, and the other. But there's always a but. Hallelujah. But God knows who you are. He know your story before it even began. God knows the story. He has the script of your life. Hallelujah. And can't nobody alter it but God Almighty. You can alter it and change it when you decide to walk outside of the realm of holiness. When you decide to walk out the realm of what God has called you to do, then you alter the plan that God has for your life. So Job, Satan, hallelujah, he's an accuser of the brethren. Let's turn back to Job. See, I got to make this plain to you all today. See, when God has a plan for your life, you can't be distracted. You can't allow folks to get to you and make you feel like this is not what God has called me to do. This is not what God has asked of me. Hallelujah. You know Jesus, he was a carpenter, born into a family. Hallelujah. Mary and Joseph, his father, his earthly father, and Mary, his mother. Hallelujah. And they didn't recognize Jesus. Hallelujah. They said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Oh, they asked in the day, can any good thing come out of New Orleans? Well, I can attest to God saved me. He filled me up. Hallelujah. He changed my life. Gave me a new name. Hallelujah. But you know why? Because I was willing to submit. I was willing, hey, glory to God, when I heard the word of God preach, when I was told that I needed to be baptized in Jesus' name, when I was told I needed to be filled up with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, I didn't question it. I had some sense of religion. I came up in the Methodist church. I didn't know nothing about living right. I didn't know nothing about living holy. Hallelujah, but guess what? God knows your destiny. God knows your destiny. Hallelujah, and the devil only act upon what you speak out of your mouth. Let's turn back to Job. Let's turn to verse 6, the first chapter. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves. I'm trying to help y'all today. I'm trying to help y'all understand who this King of Glory is. Oh, yes, Lord, I bless you today. It said, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Listen, the sons of God came. Whenever the saints of God get together to praise God, to go into all-night prayer, to intercede and to travail for our brothers and sisters, behold, lo, there Satan will be. Oh, yes, he's coming. Didn't we see on Friday how he showed up? All those demons, they came in a pack. Legions mean many. Legions mean thousands, and that's what they did. They came to attack us on Friday, but I'm so glad that God have our back. Hey, glory to God. And it says, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going, listen at what he's saying, Sister Doris, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Now see, in the first verse, he said the same thing. Perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now listen at this devil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for naught? What is he saying? He said, does Job fear God? Because guess what? You've already given him everything. Ah, hallelujah. He's not in desired need of anything. You have put a hedge about him. He said, but let me, I don't want to get into my commentary. I want you all to see the word today, because this is not Sister Adrian. This is the Holy Bible. Then Satan answered, let's read that again. Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Listen at verse 10. Has not thou made an hedge about him? What you saying? Haven't you put a protective wall around Job? You have a state-of-the-art security system? Hallelujah. Got cameras all in his house, all on the outside of his building. Yeah, you see everything. Yes, he said, you done put a hedge about this man. You've given him cattle. You've given him sons and daughters. You have prospered him. He's a wealthy man. He has influence among his peers. He's a man of integrity. You've given him all of this, God. But listen at what he says. You have put a hedge about him and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Listen at what Satan is saying. But listen at what he said in verse 11. He said, but put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Sister Doris, hallelujah. You have been trusting God. Oh, glory. I know some people may not understand how you went from a big house to an apartment, but it's all in God's plan, baby. Because guess what? Your latter end going to be greater than the former. Huh? Oh, you better watch God. Y'all better hear this word today. He said, but put forth thine hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now we all know he afflicted his body. He had boils all over his body from his head to his toes. Then to add injury to insult, he killed his sons and his daughters. Then his wife told Job, why don't you curse God and die? Oh, God, I bless you today. But you know what? God knew what the end of the story would be. Amen. But in all of that, Job never accused God false. Yes, he said some things out of context. Hallelujah, but God got him from that. God rebuked him and chastened him for that. Amen. So let's go back to Psalm 24. Verse 5 says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 7 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. What are you saying today, Sister Benoit? Whatever you're going through, it ain't about nothing. Hallelujah. If you got to go from a Bentley to a Hoopty, just know that it's only for a season. If you got to go from a house to an apartment, just know that it's only for a season. If you have to go from the corporate office to a McDonald's job, just know that it's only for a season. Because who is this King of glory? Who are you looking to? Who are you looking to? Are you looking to your employer? Are you looking to God? Hallelujah. Do you want to dwell in a house made by man? Or do you want to dwell in the presence of God? What are you looking for God to do for you? What are you expecting from God? Who is this King? Whoa, Jesus. Who is this King of glory? Tell me who he is. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord, strong and mighty. We had verse 8. The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. The King of glory only comes in when your heart is pure. The King of glory only comes in when your hands is clean. The King of glory only comes in when you give it to him. Remember, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Hallelujah. We can't fight our own battle. We can't take matters into our own hand. God will come against us. That's why he said, pray for those that despitefully use you. He said, because guess what? I'm going to make your enemies your footstool. And what does a footstool do? A footstool allows you to be propped up to another level. Hey, glory to God. I thank God for my enemies today. For every one of my enemies, God has prepared a footstool. Hey, glory to God. And I'm able to go up a little bit higher. I don't know more shy. Hallelujah. Not for no self-glory. Not for no self-gratification. Oh, but I want to see the King. Hey, glory. I'm going to see the King. Hallelujah. I'm going to be like King Queen Esther. Hallelujah. Who told my Uncle Mordecai, tell my people to go on a fast. I want them to go on a solemn assembly. And she said, me and my handmaidens, glory to God, me and my handmaidens, we're going to fast also. I want you to fast for 3 days. I don't want you to drink no water. I don't want you to eat nothing. I want you to put on sackcloth and ashes. And I want you to call on the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? The Bible said, the Lord, strong and mighty. Hey, glory. The Lord, listen at this, mighty in battle. Oh, glory to God. I told y'all I was going to try to teach today. Oh, but I feel something stirring up on the inside. Who is this King? My mother don't understand the calling that's on my life. I love her dearly. Hey, glory, but she don't understand my calling. Hallelujah. Huh? Hezekiah Walker said, you don't know my story. Oh, but he also say every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our Lord. Every praise is to this King of glory. It's not what it looked like, baby. Hallelujah. We got to go through. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Moses. I'm reminded of Moses. Moses said, Sister Ruby, I'd rather suffer the affliction with the people of God. I'd rather suffer the affliction of the righteous than to endure sin for a season. Hallelujah. Moses could have had the privilege of being raised in Pharaoh's house. He could have had prestige. He could have had honor and riches. He could have had influence. But when he got of age and he realized that he was a Hebrew, he realized that he was a Hebrew. Hallelujah. He realized that he wasn't a young man that they were perpetrating and portraying him to be. Hallelujah. Because his mother, when the decree went out in the land for them to kill all the firstborns, hallelujah, y'all know the story. When God sent the plagues upon the land of Egypt, hallelujah, and Pharaoh would not let God's people go. I'm talking about who is this King of glory today. He would not let God's people go. And the Lord said, told Moses, go back one more time. Hallelujah, and I guarantee you this time, he's going to let y'all go. Glory to God. When the Lord starts killing killing the firstborn, I'll fail. Say, hallelujah, get these people from among me. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Get them away from me. I'll let them go. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. You better watch, God. Oh, but there was one baby that they could not kill. There was one baby that was destined for glory. There was one baby that was destined for greatness. There was one baby that was destined to be the leader, and that was Moses. Oh, you know what Moses said? Sometimes, you know, we think we're inadequate. We think we don't have the tools. We think we don't have the ability. We think we don't have the skills to do what God said do. But I'm here to tell you that God don't prepare. Hallelujah. God don't call those that are prepared. He prepared those that call, that are called. So God prepares you as you accept your calling. Hallelujah. There's a lot of folks that have made themselves ready, but their heart is not clean. Hallelujah. Their hands have shed innocent blood. Look at King David. God said, David, you can't build my house. I'm crossing over here. I'm going to bring this thing to you. Can't build my house, David, because you have innocent blood on your hand. But let me go back to Moses. Hallelujah. He was the baby that the mother put in the Nile River. Hallelujah. And what the mother did, see, God will give you wisdom. You don't know what to ask for. You don't know what to do. That's why he said, trust in the Lord in Proverbs 3:5-6. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding, but all thy ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths. So that baby, let me get back to this story. The mother put the baby in the Nile River, and look how God will turn things around for you. Don't worry about what you're going through today. Don't worry about if your bank account is on empty. Oh, because God can move that bank account in a twinkling of an eye. Oh, he set that baby down the river, and guess what? Pharaoh's daughter was out there washing, and she seen the basket with the little innocent baby in it, and she said, bring me that. But guess what? The Lord already had Moses' sister Miriam watching to see what happened to that baby in that basket. Oh, I tell you, God will send you a bodyguard. Hallelujah. And she was able to see Pharaoh's daughter. Hallelujah, pull that baby out of the Nile River. Oh, glory to God, help me today. And after the baby, hallelujah, came on out, then Pharaoh's daughter said, send me one of the Hebrew women that they can rear this baby. And guess what? Oh, don't tell me God won't make a way for you. Don't tell me he won't make a way for you. God said, when Pharaoh's daughter told him to go fetch me a Hebrew woman, guess what? The Hebrew woman that went fetch, that was Moses' biological mother. That was Moses' biological mother. And she raised that boy, hallelujah, in Pharaoh's house. He didn't know that the handmaiden, hallelujah, the Hebrew nurse, was his mother. He found out later, though. Oh, don't tell me God won't set you up. God told me to tell you all today. Hallelujah. Who is this King of Glory? Don't get discouraged. Don't be dismayed. He that will come shall. He that shall come will come. And he will not tarry. And behold, he has his reward with him. Oh, I had typed up some notes. Oh, but the Lord didn't say. The Lord said, put your notes aside today. Because I want to tell them about this King of Glory. Oh, glory to God. And let me go back. I done finished that. Let me go back to asking the question, who is this King of Glory? Hey, when Job went through all that he went through, hallelujah, and Job allowed his friends to say all of their good swelling words, and oh, they just knew Job had to sin. Something was going on for this man to have to go through all of this trouble. Oh, but I tell you, you don't have to sin to go through trouble. Our trouble is a part of life experiences. Hallelujah, because the Bible said, guess what? He rained on the just as well as the unjust. Hallelujah. Those that are unjust, they suffer and go through. They don't have a comforter. But the people of God have a comforter. We have somebody that can comfort us when we're going through. We have somebody that we can have a little talk to when we don't know what to do. We have somebody that we can call upon at any hour, and he'll be there to answer. Hallelujah. So after the Lord allowed Job's friends to do all their theatrics, then the Lord stepped in. Hallelujah. And Job said some crazy stuff too. Hallelujah. But the Lord, go over to Job, chapter 42. Woo, glory to God. And this is what happened. Oh, I bless you today, God. Who is this King of Glory? We're going to find out who this King of Glory is. Turn to chapter 38, excuse me. Hallelujah. And Job, he angry. He mad. He's trying to defend himself because his friends think that he have done something to deserve all of this trials, to deserve all of this discomfort, to deserve all of this loss. Hallelujah. Great tragedy. Lost all of his sons and his daughters. Oh, but then the Lord had to rebuke Job. The Lord had to chasten Job. In chapter 38, this is then the Lord began to answer Job. After Job began to talk all kind of crazy talk, he cursed the day that he was born. Cursed the day that they said a man child. Ah, y'all don't know more shy, y'all. Ooh, can you hear me, Sister Ruby?
Bro, yeah, we can hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear
all
me?
All right, all right. I had pressed the wrong button. So turn to chapter Job 38. And it says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkened counsel by words without knowledge? Ah, he said, who are you talking to, Job? Hallelujah. He said, gird up now thy loins like a man. He said, stand up and talk to me like a man, for I will demand of thee and answer thou me. Then the Lord began to say, where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? I'm asking y'all today, where were you when God laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. If you have understanding, talk to me today. Who had laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it had issued out of the wind? When I made the cloud the garment thereof. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. That's a lot, because God began to talk to Job. He began to ask him, do you know who I am, Job? Hallelujah. Do you know who I am? Ah, glory to God. Then verse 4, chapter 40, 41 and 42, the Lord began, all of these scriptures have a question mark behind them, because God was asking Job, answer these questions. Do you know who I am? Do you know I'm God Almighty? Do you know I live and I let live? And guess what? I'm the one sending the dead angels to grab them out of here. Do you know I have power over the grave? Hallelujah. That's why he said, oh, grave, where is thy sting? Hallelujah. The grave couldn't hold Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, in 3 days, I'm going to rise up. Hallelujah. Didn't he do it? glory to God. We need to remember when you're going through your difficulties, when you don't know which way to go, go back to Psalm 24 and read that particular psalm. Who is this King of glory? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible said the Lord will raise up a standard against them. He said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah. Lead me to a rock that is higher than I. Oh, I bless you today. David said, when he saw the prosperity of the wicked, he said, my foot almost slipped. When I looked at these rascals, hallelujah, all that money, they bling bling and they're living in the finest homes, wearing the finest clothes, or they're able to go to the five-star hotels, they're able to eat filet mignon, hallelujah, but I'm going to take Moses' testimony. I'd rather the suffer the affliction of the righteous than to endure sin for a season. Because guess what? After sin has been conceived, then there comes the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin. That's why the Bible said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? If you stay connected to God, if you continue to know who this King of glory is, guess what? I'm not telling you you won't experience anything that's not comfortable. I'm not telling you, hallelujah, that you won't go through anything. But I will tell you this. The Bible says if you suffer with him, one day you're going to reign with him. Because all of this suffering is only for a season. All of this suffering is only for a season. Hallelujah. This is the only season that I'm going to live like I'm living. I declare and I decree my next season, hallelujah, going to be my greatest. I declare and decree that my latter end is going to be greater than the former. I declare and decree that all of my labor in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, payday is coming after a while. Oh, I see the payday. I'm already experiencing God's payday. I'm already walking on streets of gold. Because guess what? If God promised it in his word, you don't have to wait till you get there. You can walk on it now. Hallelujah. Because you know what? You're trusting God that his word is not going to fall. I'm trusting God that his promises are sure. The promises of God is yea. The promises of God is amen. God will not forsake you. He won't forget your labor of love. He won't forget the sacrifices you've made. He won't forget the tithes that you've given. He won't forget when you thought about somebody else more highly. When you thought about somebody else didn't have no food on their table. When you thought about somebody else's child needed a pair of shoes. When you thought about somebody else, hallelujah, needed to know that you loved them, that you cared about. When you thought about somebody else and went and bought them a birthday cake, hallelujah, celebrated their birthday with them. Hallelujah, God said he will never forget your labor of love. Who is this King of glory? In my closing, I had some notes here. The Lord always do me that. I had some notes prepared. But God said, no, sir. No, sirree. You will not go to your notes today. Because guess what? The notes are what you prepared. Ha! Hallelujah. I don't want you to go on your notes, but I want you to speak what thus say the Lord. I want you to tell them who this King of glory is. I want you to tell them, hallelujah, that I founded the seas. I established them on the waters. I made male and female. I gave them dominion over the beasts of the air. I'm the one that allowed them to have children. I'm the one that made Job's latter end greater than his former. I'm the the one that caused Queen Esther to go before the king, and she wasn't even a queen, and the king held out the golden scepter and said, hallelujah, what do you want, Queen Esther? What do you want? Call to a queen before the ordinary, before the consummation service. Hallelujah, before they had swear in. Oh, you know how they did President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle. They had a swearing-in ceremony. They hadn't even had a swearing-in of Esther to be the queen. The king called her queen before the people even received her. Oh, don't tell me what God won't do. Look at how he took Moses and had his own mama to raise him, had his own mama to breastfeed him. Ooh, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Y'all better back up. Hallelujah. Y'all better go to y'all Bible. Y'all better read this Bible for yourself. And after you read it for yourself, then you ask God to open up your understanding. Lord, help me to understand why I'm going through. Help me to understand why trouble is in my path. Help me to understand why everybody being blessed but me. Help me to understand why I don't have two nickels to rub together. Help me to understand why I can't get my tags on my car. I can't pay my car insurance. Help me to understand this, Sister Ruby. I have served you faithfully. I have given my tithes. I have helped my brothers and sisters. I have supported the pastor. I have supported all of the programs. And Lord, now I'm in need. My children are gone. Hallelujah. I don't have nobody to think about me in my old age. Hallelujah. I'm lonely sometimes. All the children are gone. Oh, God, help me. Who is this King of Glory? Oh, I need the King of Glory to come in today. I invite you in, Lord God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to show me the way. I don't need the prophet. I don't need the prophetess. All I need is your word. From Genesis to Revelation, you have those prophets. From Genesis to Revelation, you're speaking to me. I don't need no live prophet to speak nothing in my life. This word of God will speak to me. Hallelujah. When I have a little talk with Jesus, he'll give me what to say. Hallelujah. I put these notes aside. I didn't even read. I didn't even give you the definition. I had definitions prepared. Oh, but you know what? You can prepare whatever you want, Aaron. But when God wants to speak, he'll take all that stuff you done prepared and throw it in the garbage can because it's you. I didn't want it to be me today. I wanted it to be the Lord because I know who this King of Glory is. For 29 years, I've been serving this King of Glory. For 14 years, my daughter was murdered. I had to raise her four children alone. I know who this King of Glory is. Hallelujah. And for another 20 years, my sister's been in prison, and I had to raise her daughter until she turned 22 years old. Who is this King of Glory? I know who he is. I've had my own encounters with him. I've had my own experiences with him. Now, I only have one child left. And I'm saying, Lord, what is the next chapter in my life? What will it look like, God? What will you do for the next chapter of my life? The next chapter, I want to reach out to my family. I want to reach out to my nieces and my nephews. I want to reach out to my cousins. I want to reach out to my aunts and uncles. I want to be the light shining in the dark world. I want to be that light that can lead them to Jesus. Hallelujah. I ain't looking for no donations because my father, he's rich. He have everything that I have need of. I don't need a dollar. I don't need a Coca-Cola. I don't need a Mercedes-Benz. All I need is Jesus. All I need is this King of Glory. The King of Glory, he's here. He's here right now. All you got to do is confess. All you got to do is open up your mouth. All you got to do is give your life to the Lord, all you got to do is tell him, Lord, I'm going to serve you till I die. I don't care what come. I don't care what go. I might have 30 people on the line today, and tomorrow I might only have 5, but I'm looking to you, Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of my faith. I ain't caught up on no numbers. The only number game I play is me and Jesus, and me and Jesus is a majority. I close on that. Hallelujah. I rest my case today. Who is this King of Glory? Woo! Glory to God. I bless you today. Hallelujah. I came out of the streets of New Orleans. Didn't know nothing about being safe. Didn't know nothing about living holy. Hallelujah. Hustling in the street. Yes, Lord. That's me. Oh, but God had mercy on me and gave me an opportunity to move to Los Angeles, California. And then I met a man that was related to me, a man that I had never met before. I had heard of him, but I had never met him. And I went down there to that church, me and my 2 little children, and I told him who I was, and he embraced me, and then he took me out to eat. Hallelujah. He didn't tell me about Jesus. We just talked about our family. Hallelujah. And that day, I'll never forget. That day, I used to smoke cigarettes, and that day, I went back home to my aunt's house, and I tried to pick up a cigarette. Hallelujah, Sister Patrice, and God had made me sick. And that day, God took cigarettes out my mouth. Hallelujah. And then a couple of weeks later, my cousin Caridia, she called me and told me to come to church one evening. I wasn't used to going to no church at no 7, 8 o'clock at night. Woo! Man, I was in the streets. Hallelujah. New Orleans, that we getting ready to go out and party. Hallelujah. But she told me, she said, invited me to come to church. And I said, girl, I'm watching the All-Star game. I ain't going to nobody's church. But as I tried to sit down there and watch that basketball game, something spoke in my spirit and said, get up and go. I was a new resident in California. Had only been there about 2 months. Hallelujah. And I got up and I put on my clothes. And the man preached a message, Elder Pitts. I'll never forget. And his title of the message was, good. Hallelujah. And I got up that night and I went up there. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes in some of these churches, you have to wait to get baptized. But I told him I had already been baptized, but I wanted to be baptized in Jesus' name. And it took me on down and I went down. But then I started going to tarrying service, and this woman had imparted something in my spirit, like I was coming to the church to get close to the pastor. Well, that was my cousin. That was my relative. What's wrong with you, woman? And I could not get the Holy Ghost. So I went back to New Orleans for about 30 or 40 days, and I got back into my mess. I went back with my boyfriend. I had been baptized in Jesus' name, but I didn't have the Holy Ghost. So I stayed on down there. So when I come back, Bishop Singleton, he was an elder then. He wasn't a bishop. And I came back, and I rode around the church about 3 or 4 times because I was afraid. I didn't know how. He already knew I had went back to and did something. He already knew it because he was a man of God. So I went back. I finally got the courage, and I went in, and I didn't even have to tell him. He said, come on in. He said, get ready, and you come on out here for tarrying service. And that Monday, I'll never forget, I fasted, and I said, Lord, I want this Holy Ghost. I want this Holy Ghost. And I went down to the church that Monday, and the lady that was over that tarrying service, she wasn't there. And I believe I couldn't receive nothing because I kept hearing this woman in my ear. So about, if you want to be close to the pastor, if you're trying to get close to the pastor, that she had a problem. I realize that now. She had a problem. Amen. So I could not get the Holy Ghost. But that Monday, I had proposed in my heart I was going to fast. And I said, I'm going to get this Holy Ghost. I'm going to fast all day. And I went down there, and I wasn't on my knees no more more than 10 minutes, the Lord filled me up with the Holy Ghost, and I began to speak in an unknown tongue, and I've been running for my life. That was in 1985, hallelujah, almost 29 years ago. I tell you, God will fill you up. God will give you a clean heart. God will make you over. They're talking about a makeover. Ain't no makeover like God's makeover. He'll make you over, baby. Hallelujah. He'll make you over. Guess what? Where folks will recognize that you didn't do it, but God did it. Oh, I'm done. I'm done. Bye. Woo! Take it on, Sister Ruby. I bless you today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bless you.
That was a word. Jesus. Lord, for you. We're going to Liberal Democrat. Your line is open.
Amen, 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 amen. That was a word right there. Amen. I receive that, woman of God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. Sometimes we got to be reminded who God is. I remember I was out on the street witnessing, and people didn't want to know what was in the Bible when I was on a certain side of town, because he said, that Bible is just for Jewish people, and they thought that the promises wasn't for them. They said, so they didn't want to hear it. So when I told them that, you know, if you get saved, you become adopted, and you can get those same promises, and then they want to hear what was in the Bible. But a lot of people don't think the Bible is for them. When Paul went around witnessing people, the Jews then got people convinced that they were only God's holy people. And so when God sent Paul and said, I'm God of everybody, you know, and that's why, you know, sometimes we got to be reminded that God is God of everybody, you know, and the earth is the Lord and everything in it. So when everybody acting on food to us and blocking doors to us, you know, we got to remember that God owns them, even though that person might be acting a fool. He's still God's property and whatnot, and God can control that person if we pray. So I've seen that, you know. I've been at jobs where people was crazy, and I prayed. I said, Lord, you know, I know they're acting a fool, and everybody said that's the devil, but you said you own everybody, and this person is messing with my money, God, so I need you to make a move. And God moved that person out the way, you know. So I praise God for messages like this where we're reminded that God owns everybody, so no matter what position they got over us or whatever, God is still the one in control. And amen to God. I remind myself of that, you know, and whatnot. Even when I'm out witnessing and whatnot, I say, y'all, amen to God. I know we talk about the chosen people of God, but God said, I saw a number that no man can number. So these promises for us too, amen.
Yeah.
God is God of all of us, and so I just think and praise God for that. So you know, maybe somebody got going through something on their jobs or in their home or whatever, and somebody acting crazy and whatnot. Just remember that they're still subject to God too. God running everything, amen. So I received this message today, amen, to God, that the earth is the Lord and every single thing and everybody in it, amen. He God, amen. So I received that, woman of God, amen. I'm a witness to that. On some people on my job, amen to God. I put God over them. Amen. I said I started to put some oil on their chair, but amen to God, I didn't want them to think nothing because they got cameras everywhere. And I said, Lord, that's all I need, them seeing me rubbing something on this man's chair. So I prayed. I said, Lord, you do it. Amen to God. And God worked that situation out. So to God be the glory. I'm a witness, woman of God. Amen. That God is in control of everybody. Amen.
Ooh,
I receive that.
Hey,
I receive that.
All right.
We're going to Sister T. Sister T.
Amen. Glory to God.
Your line is open.
Lord, Sister T, we miss you. Amen, Sister T. Come back to us, Sister Ruby.
I'm here.
Oh, praise the Lord. We miss you. We've been praying for you.
Thank you. I miss you guys, too.
How's your mother doing?
Excuse me?
How's your mother doing?
She's hanging in there. You guys keep us in prayer. She's having a biopsy on Wednesday. But I'm here with her. I thank God that he placed me here with her.
All right.
I thank God for the ministry. I thank God for that word that came on today. You know, it's something that you said, it still sticks out in my heart that, you know, sometimes we do feel lonely and we feel like we by ourselves, you know, and I think that might be what my mom was feeling, but she knows who God is, and I'm glad he placed me here. So I just thank God for your prayers, and I thank God for your love, and I thank God because he is God, and he is in control. I just posted that on Facebook today, how God is in control of all things.
Yes.
For the message that came on today. It was very much needed, and I just appreciate you and the ministry, and I love you guys, and I miss you all as well.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. We're going to pray for your mother before we dismiss also. Amen.
You.
You're
amen.
Welcome.
I just adore.
God bless you, Evangelist Doris.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you said Dawn. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I was really touched by your word, and you definitely ministered to me. And, yes, about the house, I'm so at peace because I believe God has a bigger plans for my life.
All right.
And I truly believe that, and I'm totally at peace. I'm totally at peace about that situation. Thank you so much for about me, and thank you for your prayers.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking, Evangelist.
Be encouraged, Evangelist Doris.
Amen.
Look at Job. If you need some encouragement, look at Job. Look at Joseph. Look at Queen Esther. There are so many patriarchs and matriarchs that's in this Bible. And these stories, sometimes we read these stories, and we you know, like it is when you're coming up, when you're a little child, and you go to Sunday school, and you hear about David and Goliath. We look at these things as cartoon characters sometimes, but these are lives. These are real life stories that was written for our encouragement. That was written for us to know if God did it for them, surely he can do it for me.
Yes.
Amen, amen. So look up. Your son is near.
Yes, thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen, amen.
Okay, Sister Arlene.
She just came on.
Good evening.
Yeah,
Praise the Lord. How are you ladies doing tonight?
How about you?
I'm good. I'm outside. I just got to lunch. I see I missed the word.
Okay. Well, go back into the archives if you have an opportunity to.
Yeah, I'll try to listen tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in on your lunch break, on your way home. We appreciate that support.
Thank you. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. Minister Aaron.
I knew I was a couple minutes ago.
Praise the Lord. You just
praise
got
you
back.
Minister
Aaron?
Yeah. Praise the Lord. I had a feeling I was going to be next. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that message was powerful. I got on the tail end of it, but I felt, you know, what you were saying, Evangelist Adrian, you're so powerful preaching about your life, where God has brought you from. Because some people don't look at what God has brought you from. When God has brought you from a mighty long ways, you have to talk about your past for you to help somebody else. And we're serving a big God. Sometimes I feel the same way, like God forgot me, but he hasn't forgotten me. I've forgotten him. Because the faith that he gets put into me, that when you faith and our works is there, you have to believe it, and you have to prophesy it over your life and believe things is going to happen in the past. It's just taking a little longer, but that don't mean it ain't coming. If God can bless that person, he can bless you too. But the crazy faith I have in God, is I don't need it from no prophet. I can get that myself. I can just praise the God and do what God says. But we have not because we ask not. That's what it talks about in the Bible, but the problem is we don't ask. We think, Lord, is it going to happen over here? This is the way it's going to happen. That's the way it's going to happen. God don't work like that. He works
all
like
right.
He works. You got to have strong faith in God. And I believe everything is going to happen for me. Just a matter of time. This is my season, and I'm walking in the season. I believe it in faith. I know it's coming to pass. I don't really care about what nobody says. I know it's coming to pass because you have to suffer for God to get the glory out of you. especially when you have a calling in your life. You got to suffer. Like I said before, we are walking miracles. You have to suffer through some things for God to get the glory. God, ain't, if you ain't suffering, you ain't getting blessed. I don't care what you tell me. You're blessing yourself, but you're not getting blessed. Suffering is going through. You have to go through it. You have to love one another. You have to care for one another. That's how it works, but we don't see it like that. No, God is blessing. No, God ain't blessing. You blessing yourself. Because if God is blessing you that quick like that, why is I getting a hard time getting my breakthrough? Why is what's wrong with me? Why I can't get mine? You ain't suffering like I'm suffering. You ain't going through like I'm going through. You have to pray. You have to fast. You have to seek Him. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we don't do that. But see, the thing is, what you was talking about, Vangel's age, when I was hearing that, you was talking about how you came from California when you went down to see Uncle, and he didn't talk away with it right away, but he blessed you later on, and then you got your life together. Oh, my God. That's powerful, because God wants us to talk about our life.
Yeah.
And it's like I told you before, this is the number one broadcast. I keep saying it like a broken record, because this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to speak out to the people.
Aaron,
so somebody know what people that's going through. He wants you to speak out about your life, what you've been through.
I'm embarrassed.
Them the ones he's using.
Yes.
Them the ones he's using in the kingdom. And these last and evil days, we don't speak about. See, we don't want to speak about what he brought us from. It don't take all. Yes, it do take all that.
Because
you don't
does.
Know who you might miss. People's messed up nowadays, confused, don't know what to do. Mind's confused. They don't know what to do. But what you was talking about, what I heard from Joel, because Joel suffered. He went through some things for God to really get the glory out of him. And his wife wanted him to curse him to his face. He said, you sound like a foolish woman.
Yes.
In the Bible. But you right about, I'm finna get off, but you was right about people that we look at the Bible like cartoon characters, like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But they ain't cartoon characters. It happened. We are just like them. They was human. But we don't look at that. We don't believe we can be an Abraham. We under his seed. We don't believe that we can get that type of wealth. That can't happen. No, it ain't going to happen for you. God ain't going to give it to you because you don't know how to act. God give it to the people that he ain't going to give the blessing to anybody. Anybody can't get this blessing. There's only a few of us can get this blessing because you don't think that type of highly of what God can do. If they can do it in the Bible, they can do it to us. We can be the same way, but we don't believe that. We don't believe billions. We don't believe multi-time millions. That can't happen. Yes, it can.
Come on.
It's the faith you have in God. But God ain't going to give it to you if you're going to mess yourself up. People can't even handle $1,000. You can't even handle $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Not alone a million. That'll mess your whole life up. You don't know how to act. That's why God, let's see, what can you handle what you got right now? Whatever
you
can handle right now, he's going to give it to you. But if you can't handle the big fish, he ain't going to even put it in your heart. He ain't going to even put it in your mind if you can't handle it.
Well, we're going to have to, what day are you available, Aaron? We're going to have
Lord,
you to preach on this message, liberal Democrat.
Oh, my God, whatever God's will.
Serious.
Whatever God's will for you to get with me, it's all right, Adrian.
All right.
I don't care. I'm just going with it. I'm going to be led by the Spirit.
All right. I love that.
And I love you. I love your message. That was powerful. You got to keep speaking like that. That was anointing. And I thank you. You know, getting me on the line like that, I had a feeling that, and that's a blessing. You ain't seen nothing yet. You watch when God bless them multi-millionaires on your phone, on your line. There's going to be a whole bunch of them getting on there. I ain't playing no games. I keep talking like that, they're going to be so into your comfort. They're going to be so into your thing. That's how God is out to work, because you on the right page. God wants you to start speaking your life.
We're trying to do God's work. We don't ask for anything. We just believe God is going to provide everything we have need of. But again, the scriptures say we have not because we ask not. Remember, those of you, I ask everybody to sow a seed. We want to try to get these. I got to talk to Liberal Democrat. He may can help us out in that department. I don't know. But we want to get some of these messages downloaded on YouTube. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, God said, Aaron, I'm going to say this, and if you want to say something else, I'll let you go on. God said this gospel is going to be preached to every man, woman, boy, and girl. So whatever means necessary, God is going to get this word out. And nobody will be able to accuse God of not hearing this word. So go ahead, Aaron. Did you have anything
else? Yeah, but I'm saying, just like I told you last time. Remember them demons got on that line? I said they ain't gonna go to no deadline.
Liberal Democrats. I talked with him yesterday. We were talking about that.
They ain't gonna go to no deadline. They going to something that's popping.
All right.
They're getting on the line that's doing something, that's moving, their souls getting healed and delivered.
Yes.
They ain't gonna go to anything. God showed me that. They ain't gonna go to anything.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna go to something that's popping, that they can mess with. That's a child of God that you know you're going through some things for a reason, for the season. But the thing is, God wants you to talk about your life like you've been doing, talking about it. That's why this broadcast, you ain't seen nothing, Adrian. I'm telling you the truth. You ain't seen nothing, Evangeline. You ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to see God move. And the thing was so good about you not asking for no money. That's what's so good about it. That's why God is going to bless. No seed, like, I need this. You know, I need, kept just talking about. People are tired of that. Folks,
mm-hmm.
just going, God, I don't care who's hearing me on this line, but God is going to blow your mind. You watching, it's going to happen this year, going into next year.
Going into next year.
And you
year.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
I receive it.
And I love everybody.
Amen.
So, you know,
amen.
I didn't mean to talk so heavy, but God had me to talk and tell it like it is.
That's all right. We love you.
Love
amen,
you too.
Amen. We're going to ask.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, we're going to hear from Sister Ruby or anybody else, and then we're going to ask Liberal Democrat.
God bless you, Ruby.
God bless you, ma'am. Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord, Saint. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and all the callers. I just came on. The time got away from me, but I really wanted to come on today, so I'm going to go back into the archives and make sure I listen, but... God bless all the callers, and I'm sorry.
A powerful word.
I'm going to go back and listen for sure. I just hated that I missed it, but I'm going to go back.
I'm still here in Los Angeles. I need to see y'all before I leave.
Oh, definitely. I'm coming to see you. That's for sure. Well, I'll call you afterwards, but I'll be to see you for sure. But I'm going to go back in the archives and make sure I listen to the message. But God bless you guys.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go back to from Sister Ruby. Let's hear from Sister Ruby, and then we could ask Liberal Democrat. We're going to pray for Sister T's mom. I did see Sister Patrice on, too, Sister Ruby. She must have dropped off.
Yeah, not only Sister Patrice was on, Sister Cammy was on, Sister Cam, Vita, the one that came on 70798 with her daughter. She wasn't on, but they were on.
Wonderful.
Pardon me?
That's wonderful. That's Angela Doris' client.
Yes, uh-huh. She was on the mother, not the daughter. But anyway, we just thank the Lord for them. They didn't, you know, they're not on. I was just getting ready to go to Sister Kim, and she probably had something to do. But it was a blessing to see all of them and participating today as the Lord's will go forth. I thank the Lord today, Jesus Christ, for the word. It wasn't written, you didn't take nothing of the notes. It was the Holy Ghost that directed and guided you. And I thank him for all of the different things and how you connected up the way he wanted us to receive it. And everybody have said different things, how they have blessed their heart and mind, pure heart, clean hands, anointing with the Holy Ghost. But for me, I felt like the Lord was leading me to tell me that he knows when we get weak. He knows when we get discouraged. He knows when things aren't right. And even though I feel like I communicate with him, he knows it. So he sent his word for me today to know he got everything covered, everything covered. And when I'm weak, he's strong. And when it's not, he'll send a word to surround, say, Lord, I thank you for that. I call it a rhema word for me. Everybody else has spoken about what they have done and the money and this and that and all like that. But that's for me, that's not important, because if the Lord gave you a ministry or work, he said he provides. Not nobody else. He provides. If he called me in to open up a congregation or whatever, he knows the needs of that, and I don't need to ask or do whatever. He will provide if I'm living the life according to the 66 books of the Bible, holy and without blame, what I can accomplish, you know, the things that I can say, well, I'm not going to do in the world, but in my heart, he has to do the change. And so I just thank him for the word today because he sets everything in order. We don't need to prime, pump, beg, ask, bar, because if
That's
he
right.
put it into place, he will provide for it. I am a living witness that he will do it. So pray my strength in the Lord. This has been an awesome word, anointed from heaven, but for me know that when you're weak, he's strong, and he's going to send a word to bring you back into standards with him, and all you have to do is repent and ask him to forgive you because he knows everything. So pray my strength in the Lord. This was a blessed word, Evangelist.
You can preach too this week, Sister Ruby. You can preach. That is so awesome.
Well, I don't know whether it's preaching. I know what's in my heart, and I know that I thank you for that, Evangelist, because you don't do it lightly. But I know I've been serving Jesus Christ for 18 or 19 years. And listen, you don't need to beg. You don't need to bar, because if he set up a ministry for me, he will perform it. He says he will do the provision and the providing. So he can get the glory and the praise. Amen.
Amen. I received that, Sister Ruby. Amen, amen. Who's next? Anybody else?
Get excited when the Lord sent a word for us to get delivered and set free. For me, a saint, I think that's it, all I've got. I'll go back. Didn't you say you're going back to Liberal Democrat?
Yeah, and I just want to say, too, that some of you all tuned in a little bit later. I want to say to each and every one of you all, our objective for this radio broadcast is to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not here to offend anyone. We're not here to argue any doctrinal points. We're not interested in your different denominations and what have you. And I do want to put it out here today, and this is just something that God has been dealing with me on, that if you have a question pertaining to anything that anybody is ministering on the line, we appreciate you asking your question. And if you desire to get a further answer, if I can't give it to you or we can't give it to you on the line, we will not be giving out numbers to counsel with anybody. And the Lord laid that on my heart. If you are in... if you have a church home and you're under the leadership of a pastor, if it's something pertaining to something about the Bible and we're not able to give you an answer today, we'll try to get it to you before the week is out. But I've had some bad experiences with the people that come on the line, and I'm saying, because I ain't scared of no devil. I'm letting you know, don't nobody scare me. Okay, the only man I fear is Jesus. Hallelujah. And then guess what? Jesus is our mediator. He takes our petitions and our requests to God Almighty. So I'm not afraid of anybody. Okay, but I've had some bad experiences with this broadcast, and I'm not here to make friends. We're here to preach and teach the gospel. We don't have any churches to direct you to, but hopefully in the near future we'll be able to know what area you're in, and as God lead us and we know of someone that we can lead you to, we'll gladly do that. But I've had some bad experiences, and I'm not going to let nobody get me in trouble with God. Okay, nobody. Mm-mm. You won't get me in trouble with God. So if we can answer whatever questions you have, and maybe if you don't want to get into your personal business, I respect that. But I will not be giving out anybody numbers to anyone. And if I do, I'm going to ask your permission, and I'm going to make sure that the person that I'm giving your number to, that they will not violate that trust, okay? They will not take advantage of your state or your vulnerability and, you know, just do something other than what is required of them. So I want to say that today. This is a Blog Talk Radio. You can come on the line and you can speak whatever you can. You saw these demons was on the line on Friday, and they, Liberal Democrat and Sister Ruby is witnesses that they began to use all kind of profanity in the chat room. I have a button on there where I can kick them off. And I have a button on this switchboard, whereas if you go into some dialogue or you start talking crazy, I can cut you off where we don't hear you any longer. Now, I don't want to do that. So I'm asking each and every one of our listeners that come on, those that listen on the internet, those that come on the chat room, if you become unruly and you start saying some things that is ungodly, we're going to cut you off. Simple as that. We're not here to offend anybody, and that is not our, that is not what this platform is for. So I want to say that if you go on Blog Talk Radio, there's a profile on that, excuse me, on that Blog Talk Radio, and it tells you something about our segment. Amen? And you can read that. Matter of fact, let me read that. I'm just being led because I need to do this. Okay, just a moment. This week it says, this week's Destiny Focus. Who is this King of Glory? Psalms 24 and 8, Speaker Evangelist Adrian Bernard. It says, a time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, I'm pulling this thing now. To teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture. This is our foundational scripture. This doesn't mean that this has to be your foundational scripture, but for this ministry, we are standing on this foundational scripture, that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2 and 20. Join us daily, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. We appreciate your support, and then we give you our call-in number, our email address, and our website. Okay, now that is what this ministry is about. That's what this radio broadcast is about. We have people calling from West Africa. We have them calling from the UK. We have them calling from Northern Ireland, like this demon said he was from Northern Ireland last week. And I'm calling the demon because when we opened up the line and we saw his name was Dancing Thesis. Does that sound like a godly name to you all? Dancing Thesis. These were demons that had invaded the line on Friday because they were angry about this week. Prophet Davis did a three-part series. Then I came back, and then Friday we heard from Dr. Singleton. Okay? So what I'm saying to you all is, we want to continue to preach and teach the gospel. We know the demons are going to come because anytime you're doing something for the Lord, we can expect the if the demons don't show up, I question if you're doing anything. Because guess what? We just read in Job where the Bible said, when the sons of God came together, behold, Satan was also there. Read that for yourself in Job chapter 1. The Satan himself was also there. So Satan is coming. Because you can't preach and teach this gospel and the devil stay quiet. No, it's not going to happen. So I want to say to you all, I appreciate all of the support. I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate those that come in and listen on the internet, those that go into the archives, we appreciate it. We need some help, and I thank God he's sending us some help. Amen. Sister Ruby can't man this switchboard all the time, especially when you have to preach. And then you have to man the switchboard and the chat room. That becomes very challenging. So God is sending us some help. Amen. And we certainly thank God for my cousin, Minister Aaron Singleton. He has been inviting people to come on the line. I thank God for my cousin, Verona. She has been coming on the line. And that really strengthens me. It's always good, people of God, to have your family and your neighbors and your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Share with them what you're doing. Share with them, because if you don't share with them, they'll just hear it by word of mouth. Invite some of your neighbors and your friends and your coworkers to come on this line and hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of these people, like we say sometimes, we are living epistles. We are the only Bible that some of these people will ever read. So we have to live where God will get the glory, not us. God will get the glory. So I just wanted to say that today. You know, if something went down on Friday, and I'm not throwing no stones at anybody, but somebody was offended, okay? And we want to apologize to those people. We're not here to do that. That's not what this platform for. So anyway, I wanted to make that known. I made it known a little bit at the opening of the broadcast, but I just went in a little bit further in the details towards the end, because some of you all hadn't signed on when we first opened up the line. Everybody to continue to seek God, and we want you, those that are in church, in your different churches and whatever, share this broadcast. This is a gift that you can share with someone. Where they, some people are retired and they're at home, they're not doing anything, tell them to tune in and hear a word from the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you all that tune in each and every day. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Who else is it, Sister Ruby? Hello?
Yes, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How you doing, Prophet?
Good.
Good to see you today.
I just stopped in on the line just to hear what you guys were saying today. I thank God for it.
Amen. We go back if you have an opportunity and listen to the message. We just wanted to basically say some things that was in my spirit and needed to be stated on today. And We're just trying to reach all those souls that God has destined for us to reach, and that's by any means necessary. Of course, we're not trying to reach them by being offensive. So that's our agenda, that's our platform, that's our mandate, and that's what we're here for. And we certainly appreciate. I tell you, the devil. We saw the devil show up on Friday, so that lets you know that we were, the word was impacting. It was powerful. We had a powerful week. I've never seen a week like last week, and I never seen so many demons come on the chat room or come on this line.
Well,
they let us know that they're listening.
They are listening. And I have to be completely honest with you. When Jesus ministered, there were a lot of people who were offended. He even said to his disciples, these were men who followed him. These were the 72 that followed him. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part of me. And they were offended by that. So there are going to be people who are going to be offended by the word of God only because they don't want to obey it.
Okay.
So there are going to be times when people get offended, and it's not because the word offends them. It's because they're offended because their lifestyle conflicts with the word of God.
Okay.
And so they become offended because they don't want to submit to the word of God. And that's what happened with Jesus. He told those disciples, he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. They were offended, and they left him. And then so he turned to the 12, and he asked them, he said, will you also leave? And then Peter said, well, where will we go? For you have the words of life.
All right.
So there are some people in this world who don't want to submit to God's authority, and they want to just do things their way, and God doesn't call for us to do things his way. God calls for us to do things his way, and some people just disagree, and they cry out, offense, offense, offense. But but the word of God actually comes to correct us, not to offend us.
Amen, and I received that, Prophet Davis. You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. We know that God really did. I felt a shifting last week.
Mm-hmm. It was powerful.
I know how many of you all, I felt a shifting last week. And God is about to do some great and mighty things in the lives of all of us that have made sacrifices, and those of us dedicated our lives to God. See, the devil, we just finished reading, and you wasn't on the line. We just did, our subject this week is, who is this King of Glory? And we just read in Job how the sons of God gathered together, Satan also was there.
That's right.
Satan also was there. So we just read that today, and we just tried to expound a little bit to encourage people and let them know that Jesus is the King of Glory. And
he
we
is,
just keep our faith and our confidence on Jesus. We can't look to the bigger elements. We can't look to the preachers of L.A. We can't look to all of these other entities. We have to stay rooted and grounded in this word.
Well, you know, God has given you this ministry, and he's going to speak to you clearly in the direction he wants you to take it, and you have been faithful in that, and God is raising you up, and I believe before growth comes, an attack always precedes growth.
Glory! Jesus. Receive that.
Always. An attack always precedes growth. So we don't hate anyone. We don't preach hate. We don't teach hate. I've never heard hate being taught on this line. I have noticed that you do stick with the scriptures and you correct people if they get off track on the scriptures, and that's of course your right and responsibility as the overseer of this ministry. But God has been faithful, and when these kinds of attacks come, I really believe it's only because God is about to bring forth growth and increase.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we give free course, Prophet Davis. I've never, even when we have a subject matter and a minister is coming on the line and they say God have given them something other than our subject matter, I never restrict that. I never confine them to teach and preach on what I'm saying. Then these are not what I'm saying. Like last night I really wasn't feeling good, and I heard this in my spirit. Who is this King of Glory? And this is how we got this subject matter today. Who is King of Glory? I didn't have anything prepared. I did do a little studying, and I had some notes. Tell you this, I have definitions for King and Glory, but God didn't allow me to go into any of my notes.
Wow.
I was able to expound upon that text based upon what God gave me. And liberal Democrat, and I said, Lord, I couldn't even get to the notes.
Wow,
because there comes a time when God don't want us to preach. He don't want us to teach. The Holy Ghost want to speak.
I agree. I completely agree. You're right.
Folks don't believe that the Holy Ghost will minister to you.
That's right.
They
can.
will give you what to say in that hour.
Amen. I agree.
Hour.
Amen.
In that hour. So I tell you, I had a blast last week, and I'm looking to have a blast this week because we're talking about the King of Glory. And you
Amen.
Can't King of Glory not have no power. You can't talk about this King of Glory and not be encouraged. You can't talk about the King of Glory and your mindset stay the same. To be a change when God comes into the atmosphere. When
That's
God
right.
step in the room, it has to be a change. So we enjoyed you all. We gonna continue on. Is it anybody else, Sister Ruby? Thank you, Prophet Davis. We appreciate
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Maybe you can get Sister Rowney's number. It's this circle in there. I can't get on, so I think it's 517-7530. It won't open. Maybe you can open a line.
Praise the Lord, Rowney. How are you?
Praise the Lord.
How you doing? This is my cousin. Thank God for you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thank the Lord. I was just listening and enjoying what I'm listening to and listening to you. I missed part. I'm going to have to go back in the archives, but I was getting on and trying to do what we had talked about being obedient to do.
Okay.
And I just thank God this is a powerful message. And everything that has been said, I'm listening to everything you're saying. I'm reading your the mission statement and all. It's just, you know, it's God. And you just keep walking. I just encourage you all, encourage you and Sister Ruby and the people of God that have been on here, the men and women of God that have talked on here. I just encourage you to keep going forward. And
glory.
Like Prophet David said, what he just said, Davis just said to you about there's an attack. And when
right.
you see that, you just might as well just look, stand back, and you get excited because you know God has moved. Something is getting ready to shift. You know, God is coming in. That's all, you know, when we're younger in God, a lot of times you might, you know, we get a little anxious in it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But when you're standing on what you know is right, and you have some growth up on you know, under your wing, so to speak, in God, where you're rested more in God. Your faith is at a different level. You know that when this happens, when you see the enemy, just like you said, if something is usually wrong, if you don't see, devils come, so to speak. When they want to come and see, just like what you said about in Job, when they came together, that adversary was there also. So you mm-hmm. just know that you're moving in the right way, and it is according to scripture, and I'm just praying all the time for you all, and I, like I said, I'm going to do whatever I can to work with you.
Thank you.
It's an honor to, and I just thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, God is raising up, and Aaron, I'm so embarrassed when Aaron say that. You're going to be the number one talk show. Well, I'm not interested in being the number one talk show. And certainly, we certainly want God to bless the work of our hands. Don't get me wrong. We want that. But we want God to get the glory. We want him to be pleased with our lives. And I would like to see 50 to 100 people on this line for sure, because guess what? I know God is pleased with souls being ministered to. So we thank God. So thank you, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work with you.
All right. Just pray.
Amen.
For
amen. Amen.
Amen. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Right. We want to. We want to see. Amen. Can you open this line, Sister Ruby? I got it.
Amen. I heard some
Democrat.
Static. I heard some static earlier, but it's going away now. Amen. God bless. Hallelujah.
All right. We want you to pray for Sister T's mother. What's your mother's name, Sister T? Let's
you
got to
open her line. I'm getting circles.
All right. I'll open it. I don't know what's going on. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you. Her name is Mildred Loxton.
Mildred Watson?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We just can touch and agree, amen, that God would find them in that phone, amen, and where they at right now, we touch and agree with you, amen. Mildred Watson, amen, amen. So we speak that name right now, Lord, amen. We decree first, and then we pray, amen to God, amen. Decree and declare, amen to God, hallelujah, that the woman of God preach this message, amen to God. If I'm living a certain way, God is going to do a certain thing for me, amen. So, amen, that affects what God is doing in our life. Amen. So decree and declare in your life, because of what I'm praying, God, you will do this. I believe you. Amen to God. Begin to decree that. Amen. As we pray, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. In the name of Jesus right now, God. Hallelujah. We come before you asking, God, this petition, God. Amen. Hallelujah. That you go in this phone, oh God. Hallelujah. Find her in that room. Amen to God. Amen. Mildred, amen to God. Amen. Sister T, amen to God. Hallelujah. That you send divine health, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We asking, God, that your angels, oh God, interrupt the assignments. Amen to God. Have been sent in that house, oh God. That have been sent in there today, oh God. But that they interrupted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And those that's on this line right now, as we touch and agree with them, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Do it right now, God, as we are together, God. We send, oh God, together, oh God, with a decree, oh God. Hallelujah. From this prayer, God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. You said, oh God, hallelujah, if we ask anything in your name, oh God. Hallelujah. If we put you first, oh God, you're going to do it, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are putting you first right now, God. We are putting you before that fear. We are putting you before the unbelief, oh God. We are putting you before, oh God, any doubt. Amen. Because the devil knows if we doubt you, God, we cannot receive anything from you, oh God. So we rebuke that doubt in the name of Jesus on this line right now, God. We believe that you are going to do it. Amen. Amen. Like Minister Aaron said, amen to God, that, amen, you did things back in the day, in the Bible day, but you are still doing things now, God, in our lives, oh God. Let this be a testimony, God, that she can come back on this line, oh God, and testify, amen to God, that you have done a thing, oh God. Hallelujah. We touch and agree right now, God, even that unspoken request that they did not say out loud, God, but oh God, you search all the things of men, oh God. Hallelujah. Yea, the deep things, God, right now, that thing, God, we touch and agree with Sister T on right now, God, that you, oh God, bless, oh God, that you interrupt that assignment also, God, amen to God, not by power, no, by might, God, but by your spirit, God, go in this phone line right now, God. Go, oh God, in that heart, oh God. Hallelujah. We battle that unbelief, oh God. We battle that doubt in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we send that anointing, oh God. We release it, oh God, right now, God. You said, because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Receive it right now. Hallelujah. Receive that yoke, amen to God, being broken in the name of Jesus. Receive that yoke, oh God, being destroyed in the name of Jesus. We destroy that yoke with the anointing, God. Not by power, nor by might, but God, amen, we release it, oh God. We believe that you are doing it. I receive that you are doing it in Jesus' name. Everybody on this line, receive that you are doing it, oh God. We are touching and agreeing right now in numbers, oh God. Where there's two or three, God, you said you're going to do it. And we believe it, oh God. We decree it, oh God, in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Liberal Democrat. We appreciate that. I want you all to know that I was able to go and visit Evangelist Earlene Cummins, and we're going to ask Minister Aaron to pray for Evangelist Cummins. She's in therapy. She has to learn how to walk again.
God is able. Hallelujah.
Excited to see me. She's here in Los Angeles. This woman been doing hair for 45, 50 years or more. I tell you, and to see her like that, it was so disheartening. But I just believe that God is going to raise her up, and she's going to be able to walk again. I'm not asking him to return her to doing no hair. I think she done paid her dues. And she has six sons, and I had an opportunity to talk with one of them, and they don't want to see their mother going back in that salon again. Amen, and that's God's will for her life. I just believe that. So we're going to ask Minister Aaron also, before you all hang up, we will be texting you all to let you know who the speakers are for the rest of the week. Liberal Democrat will be speaking If you all haven't been on the line to hear this man of God, you need to tune in. And also Minister Aaron Singleton will be speaking for us. And there's another two more young men that Aaron has referred us to. We're going to check with them. So we'll be texting you to let you know tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, who the speakers will be for the rest of the week. But this is our theme this week, who is this King of Glory? So we're going to ask Minister Aaron Singleton to pray for Evangelist Earlene Cummins in Los Angeles, California. Minister Singleton.
Hello?
Yes.
You want me to pray for somebody?
Yes, for Evangelist Cummins. She's in the rehab. She's having to learn how to walk again.
Oh, she is. Oh, okay. You want me to pray right now?
Yes.
Dear my Heavenly Father. Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, let your blood prevail right now, God. Touch her body, touch her mind, touch her spirit, oh God. Strengthen her when she's weak. Make her strong right now, God. The faith she have in you, God. Lift her up, oh God. Oh God, give her strength right now, oh God. Without you, we can't do nothing. Have mercy upon her right now, Jesus. Touch her, that everything work out for the good. Touch them bones, oh God, them dry bones. Touch her right now. Give her strength right now. In Jesus' holy name, we pray right now. Devil, you a lie and wonder. We come against you. The blood of Jesus against you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm. Amen. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise
Hallelujah.
And lift him up. Praise and lift him up. If he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
So we want you all to continue to pray for her also. So I'm going to go back to Sister Ruby, and I'm going to ask her to have the final comments. And we'll see you all on tomorrow. Tune in early. I don't know who's going to be ministering. Tune in early.
Evangelist Bernard, my thing keep going circles, so I don't know. So you want to close out?
No, oh, you could still talk. You could have. I want you to have the final comments, and
I was finished. It's just been a blessing to hear each and everyone, you know, testimony and saying what the word and the Lord sent the word. So just be blessed in Jesus' name. And you're going to probably have to get a song because this part of the computer is circling around.
All right. God bless you. We'll do that. Let me see. God bless you all. Nothing is coming up on this end. Oh, well.
Okay, let me see. Can I get it then? But, okay, let's. No, it's going in the circles.
Will your heart
all right, Aaron, be ready this week. Let me know what your day is.
Will your spirit say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? Open up your heart and tell the Lord yes. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid.
Amen. Got my mouth full. We'll see you all tomorrow. God bless you.